What's up, family? My name is Jimmy Scott Jr., and this is the Jimmy Jam Radio Show, a podcast where we talk about life, health, and biblical truth. I am your host for today, so let's get started. What's up, family? I want to say good morning to you. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and joining me here today on the show. This is the first podcast of 2024. Today is January the 16th, 2024. Today is Monday, day after Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday celebration and the first podcast of 2024. So this is special. I'm excited to get to share with you guys this year and do some more of these things. Just want to give a little bit of an update before we get into the topic today. I have been doing more YouTube as of late. Probably the last 2 years, I've been doing a lot more on YouTube. I've been doing more videos, more shorts, more live streams, things like that on YouTube. So if you've been wondering where I've been on the podcast, I've been putting a lot more effort and focus into my YouTube channel. So if you still want to hear some of the good content and the things that God gives me to share, feel free to check me out on YouTube. You can find me by typing in my name in the search bar, Jimmy Scott Jr. It is Jimmy with an IE. A lot of people can't find me because they type Jimmy with a Y. But you can find me over on YouTube, and I've been going hard over there, and God has really just been leading me to YouTube to focus and put more energy there. But from time to time, I will still record here on the podcast and share with you guys some audio content. So feel free to follow me on YouTube, subscribe to the channel so that you can get content and videos as it relates to the Bible and personal development. I've been going really hard into personal development as of late as well, talking about those things. So today, wanted to share with you guys and give you a challenge and some encouragement this year on this topic. And what I wanted to share with you guys is to let you know to do good with what you have and to really maximize what you've been given this year. I know a lot of us, we have been given gifts and talents and blessings and things like that year after year. And we look at those things and we're grateful for those things. But then yet, every year, we want more. We like to think of ourselves as being bigger than the responsibility that we've been given. We like to think that we're worthy of more, when in actuality, we may not have taken advantage of what we've already been given to its fullest capacity. Some of us, we're given a used car and we want a new car, but yet we don't know how to correctly drive the used car, and we also don't even know how to fix the used car. So if our new car broke down, we'd be buying another new car. So we're not using or utilizing the fullest capacity of the used car by increasing our own knowledge and skill set on how to drive the car, how to take care of the car, wash the car, and things like that. And so I want to challenge you this year to do well with the little or lot that you've been given. And I want to use a scripture text here coming from Matthew 25:21, where the master returned from his trip and he seen the servant who were given 5 pieces of silver and invested that 5 pieces of silver and made 5 more pieces of silver and doubled the master's money. And the master then told him in the King James Version in verse 21, his Lord said unto him, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." And so we see here, just using as the scripture text here, that the master was excited. The master was filled with joy, and he wanted his servant to enter into that same joy, to be happy, to rejoice, because he had done well. What a joy it is to hear, especially when it comes from God, that you have done well. Well done. There's nothing like a well done, man. We yearn to hear it as children. We yearn to hear it as adults. We yearn to hear it on the job. We yearn to hear it in our marriage. We yearn to hear it as men, as women. We yearn to hear a good well done, because we want to know that we have done well. We want to know that all of our efforts and the things that we have done and aspire to are good. We want to know. We want to know that all of our hard work was not in vain. We want to feel that someone is watching us and notices us. We want and yearn those things as human beings. Even dogs like to hear a good boy, right? They like to hear a good boy. And when they hear a good boy, they continue that same behavior that got them that appreciation. We're the same way. We want to continue the things that please. And when they please, we know that we get, as a result or a reward, the things that pleases us. When we take care of other people, people take care of us. At least that's the theory for society, but it's reality for God. When we take care of God's kingdom, God blesses us. And so we see the master here, right? Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, right? It was only 5 pieces of silver that he was faithful over, right? Only 5 pieces. If you read a little bit before verse 21, I would say start at 16. And then just kind of go down and you'll get the full story. But even if you just read verses 20 and then read verse 21, it says the servant whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver, or 5 bags, sorry, not 5 pieces of silver, 5 bags of silver, came forth with 5 more. So he got 5 more bags of silver. And then the master said, you gave me 5 bags of, well, he said to the master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more, right? So he's letting the master know his account. Hey, this is what you gave me. This is what I did with what you gave me. And that's what I want to challenge you here today for 2024. What are you doing with what God gave you? What are you doing with the finances that you have been blessed with? Yes, it's not $1 million. It may not even be 10 grand. You may walk out of there with maybe $800 to $1,000 every paycheck, and you're living paycheck to paycheck. But what are you doing with what you have? What are you doing with what you have? Are you maximizing what you have? What are you doing with the time that you have? What are you doing with the skill set that you have? Are you learning more? Are you doing more to do the best with what you have? Or are we going to sit and complain about what we've been given, thinking that we are entitled to have more, but yet are not maximizing what we've been given? If I've been given a role to sweep, am I going to maximize my role in sweeping and then continuously learn so that I can prepare myself, right? Prepare myself for a role of mopping, and then I can sweep and mop. Some of us, we believe that we deserve to be moppers so that we can get more rewards for doing 2 things. In reality, we are not prepared to mop floors because we have not yet accounted for the responsibility of sweeping well. You have sweep, and then someone gives you the responsibility to mop, and then you half mop because you have sweep. Therefore, you make a bigger mess because you have more responsibility over something that you're not prepared for. We got to come into the year with a different mindset to prepare. It's not your time yet, and that is okay. That's okay. When it is your time, you will know and you will be prepared. because you will understand the responsibility that God has given you. When it is your time, you will know. Trust me, you'll know when it's your time. You'll know when God is elevating you to a position of rulership, responsibility, things like that. You'll know. But when it's not your time, then it's not your time. And there are other things that you must do, that you must learn. And this is one of those things. Be a good steward. This goes to every aspect of your life. Being a good steward. Becoming a person who is trustworthy. Because the servant was trustworthy. Right? The master gave him the most bags and trusted him to do with what he expected him to do. Can people give you things and trust you to do what is expected, or even more than what is expected? Can I give you $100 and invest into you and expect you to use that $100 to grow yourself, to invest in yourself, to become wise so that you can make even more money for you and your family? It's not necessarily for me. I don't always have to have money when I give money, right? Some people do. But when people give you money with less expectation in return, with no expectation in return, right? When people give you money and they don't expect to get that money back, they're still giving you money to invest, but they're investing in you. If I'm giving you money, I'm investing in you. I want you to be well. I really want you to be well. That's why when people give money to folks on the street, the poor, without anything in return, they want them to be well. They want you to go get some food with that money. They want you to get some water. They want you to take care of yourself. They hope that you would use that money wisely. They hope that you would stretch that money. Use that money wisely. Do the best that you can. I'm telling you right now, you give me $10 for food, and if that's all that I had, I guarantee you I could stretch that $10 at least a week. I'm telling you right now. I know what to do. I know what to do. You talking to somebody that knows how to go to Wendy's and walk out of Wendy's with a large cup of water, a Frosty, a sandwich, and maybe a small fry for about 50 cents to a dollar. I've done it. Hey, you talk about the same person that can go in the Dollar Tree and make about, you know, 3, 4, 5 different meals for about $3 and stretch them 3, 4, 5 different meals out for about 3 days. They say you got to eat 3 times a day. You don't. You need more liquid than you do food. You can eat at least twice a day, and it doesn't have to be something that's filling, right? Ain't got to be something that gets your gut full all the time. You could fast a little bit. But see, again, I know how to make use of what I have. The few things that I have. Some of us don't. Some of us have never been in a position of lack. And so because of that, we feel obligated to have more. How many people do you know truly believe that they deserve to have $1 million today? I need $1 million. I deserve to have $1 million today. But if you gave it to them right now, that $1 million wouldn't even last them a full year. How many people do you know just like that? They'll go out. They'll spend 10 grand. Oh, it's just 10 grand. You know, I got $1 million. That 10 grand go real quick. You ball out, right? Balling out ain't just necessarily got to be a whole lot of money at one time. Balling out means I've been given $1 million. Which I could retire from. Some people don't even have that much money in a 401k after working for 25 years. You could retire from $1 million. Now, I wouldn't retire from $1 million in today's time, but some people, you could, depending on how you lived your life. But you give people that, and then in a year's time, it's gone. Maybe 2 years, it's gone. How do you spend $1 million in 2 years and it's gone? And you have no more income coming in, right? The servant did a very big thing with those 5 bags of silver. He invested those 5 bags and made 5 more bags. because he invested 5 bags. Meaning, not only did he get 5 bags back, he got more. He did smartly with his money as the master entrusted him to do so. If the Bible don't tell you right there to invest, I don't know what. Some people, they don't invest in anything. They don't trust their money going anywhere but to their own desires. And when you put your money towards your own desires and don't make anything back, then you end up broke. Then you end up utilizing the things that God gives you to be a good steward over. You end up misusing those things. And you think God's supposed to give you 6 bags the next time. Well, I gave you 5 bags and then I come back and then now you have 0. What happened to the bags? Now you expect me to give you 6 bags, 7 bags of silver. We want God to give us more money on our job. But yet we come late every day to the job. We don't give 100% to our job. The job is not asking you to give more. The job is asking you to do the job. No one should be expecting you to give more than what you're required to give and what you signed to give. Now, I know there are some managers, supervisors, bosses, things like that, that do expect that, but they shouldn't. You know, I heard an influencer by the name of Gary Vee say this on YouTube, that you should be ashamed as a leader to expect the people that you pay to work harder than you. Why would they when you make more money than them? Why would they work harder than you when that's not their responsibility to work harder than you? You get paid more than them. You pay them to do a specific task that you require. Why should they work harder than that in order to be promoted when that's your job? You're not paying them. Right? You're not paying them. You expect them to do the job. And when they do the job well, then you make more money. As a supervisor, manager, hiring manager, boss, owner, entrepreneur. And because of that reason alone, right? The servant invested 5 bags of silver and then made 5 more. Right? He got you your 5 bags back and then made more. You made more. They did their job so well that you made more money. Then why wouldn't you give them a well done? Why wouldn't you give that promotion to them? Enter into the joy of the Lord. That's the reward, right, for that servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Why wouldn't you give them a promotion? See, we get things so backwards now in the workplace that you got to do more than what you're required. You got to do more than me. You got to work just as hard as me. And then based on bias, right? Based on how I feel that you did, not your actual results, but based on how I feel that you did, then I will consider you well done. You earned this promotion. You've earned this trust level of responsibility based on your qualifications. Now you're promoted. Not on facts, based on bias, based on qualifications, all of these things. But I want to get back to the main point, which is encouraging you guys to do well with what you've been given. Do well. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I want to encourage you to be faithful over the few things, because it's only a few. God is not asking us to do nowhere near the things that he has to do as Lord over the world. It's only a few things. Shepherd your children well. Be a good shepherd for your children. Parent well. Be a good steward over your money. Make smart choices. Have a budget. Spend your money smartly. Don't live above what you can. If you do not have it, you do not have it. Don't cry about it. Don't complain about it. Don't go make rash decisions about it. You don't have it. Be okay with that. If God supplies all your needs, then why would you go and spend money that you don't have that defeats God supplying your needs? Go find other ways to make money. Stretch yourself. Work hard. Don't sleep all day. Get up. Go to work. Do well with what you've been given. You've been given a good life. I cannot stress this enough. You've been given a good life. Do well. In order for you to do well, you got to work. You got to work. You got to work. The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Jesus said it himself. We ain't got a lot of people that want to work out here. The more you work in your passions, the more excited you'll get for working. There are many people out here in the world. I am one of the many people that get excited about working, doing what I love to do. I love talking. And that's okay. Some people might tell you, well, you talk too much. No, I don't. They got jobs for that. There's a profession where you can never talk too much. It's called podcasting, where you can talk all day long. You can talk as much as you want to talk. You can talk as much as your heart's desire. As much as people want to listen, you can talk. It's also called YouTube. YouTube ain't nothing but videos of people talking. Not all videos are like that, but all we do all day long is listen to people talk. We consume media where people talk. Somebody talking. Every time you scroll on TikTok, every time you swipe up on Facebook, every time you swipe right, somebody talking about something and you listening to it. So, hey, they say you talk too much. Well, talking make money. And not only does talking make money, talking fulfills my purpose of helping people. Because I don't just talk, but I talk to help people. And I found my passion to do so. Every single day, I get excited to talk. Now, I do more listening than I do talking. And people may not realize that. But I love to talk to people. I love to talk to people. Even podcasters, influencers, people who help people, for the most part, they love talking to people. Some people love entertaining. They love making you smile, making you laugh, making you see all of these artistic, wonderful, beautiful transitions, edits, and things like that. They love it. So that's what I want to encourage you. Do well with it. Sure, you don't have the fanciest of cameras to start. Sure, you don't have everything out as far as that business goes. But if you know God has been calling you to make that t-shirt business, you know that God has given you a name for that business. You know that you need to get started. You need to get started. No ifs, ands, or buts. I've now been a life coach now for 3 years, and I've always known that God has called me to get that business started, to life coaching. But I always thought I need to get the LLC started. I need a name. I need a logo. I need some business cards. You don't. I'm just telling y'all right now, you don't. I found this out the hard way. You don't. I started a vending machine business, and I spent all this money, and I got all these things together and haven't made a single dime in vending. But yet I spent hundreds of dollars to get it started. You don't need all that. You don't need all that. I'm telling you right now, if somebody want to do business with you, they'll do business with you regardless of your qualifications. I'm going to say that again because that's very powerful. If someone wants to do business with you, they'll do business with you regardless of your qualifications, because it's you. They're investing in you. They want to do business with you. They want to buy from you. They don't want to buy from a person who has a master's degree. It's not the fact that you have the master's degree or the bachelor's degree or the business or the qualifications or the LLC. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That's not the key ingredient. The key ingredient is you. They trust you. They trust what you said. It doesn't matter if you sell soap or underwear or t-shirts or deodorant. If you said it's going to work out well, then they trust you. They trust you, and they will buy from you. And if it works, they will buy from you again. Trust me, I'm a living witness. People do it on Facebook Marketplace all the time. Some people have a whole business of selling on Facebook Marketplace, and they're not an LLC, and yet they're making money. They are providing for themselves and their family. And you have probably bought from them before. Facebook Marketplace, Amazon, eBay, Etsy. You don't need all of these things to do well with what you have been given. Be faithful. over the few things that you have been given. Just be faithful, man. Hey, I'm fired up today, 2024. Fired up on this Monday. I hope you're fired up as well. And I hope you're excited to do well today with what you have. I really challenge you this year to think about the few things that you do have that you've been granted in your life, the blessings that God has given you in your life. Think about those things. Think about what you did with them last year. How did you do? How did you do? You're about to get your tax. We're in tax season right now. You're about to find out how much money you actually made last year in income on your paychecks. I want you to look at that money when you get your tax, when you get your W-2. Look at how much money you actually made when they took your taxes out. And just think to yourself, where did most of my money go? How did I use it? Were people blessed with that $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 that I actually made? Not your salary. Not what you supposedly make a year, because you got to take taxes out of that. Not that. But what you actually made. Were people blessed? Did you learn anything? Did you grow in your skill sets? What happened? Is God pleased with what you did with your money? When you look back and you look at that money, can you say God is pleased? And I'm not just talking about giving tithes. Your money is used for more than just tithes. I know we give tithes, right? But did you help the poor? Did you help that person that needed some gas with your money? Did you invest in yourself? Did you buy yourself some books so that you can learn, that you can invest in wisdom, knowledge? Did you buy a better Bible? You know, your Bible's half ripped up, some pages out of there, and God then told you you need to go to Proverbs and read chapter 25, but chapter 25 ain't in there because it's ripped up and your Bible is so old because you didn't had it for so long and you ain't never really opened it and you let everybody else mishandle it. And you know, God told me to buy a different Bible, but that Bible, $40. Woo, that Bible's expensive. God told me to buy that Bible right there because it's got so much good commentary in there. But no, I didn't buy it. Because that's $40 I just ain't have. Did you? Did you not really not have it? If you looked at your money, you're telling me out of 365 days, you didn't have $40? Are you really telling me that? Can you really look God in the eye and say, yeah, Lord, I truly didn't have $40 to give to buy a Bible, even though you told me to buy one. Man, you told me to read verse 25. Oh, I could have just downloaded the Bible app. But yeah, no, that's too much space on my phone. I don't have enough space on my phone. I got too many pictures. Yeah, Lord, I didn't have time to delete no pictures to get my space. You mean to tell me out of 365 days, you can look God in the face? You can look the Holy Spirit in the face and say, yeah, Lord, I didn't have the time. I did not have time to delete photos, videos from my phone so that I can download this Bible app. I didn't have the time, Lord, to start that business. I ain't had time to read. I ain't have time to Google what I need to write down a plan of steps. I didn't have time, Lord. I got to work, and then I get off of work, and then I go home, and I do all these other things, Lord. Then I got to sleep. Then I got to eat. I ain't had time, Lord. Yeah, Lord, I know you gave us applications and other things that make things so much easier to where I don't even have to write. I could just talk into my phone and it take notes for me. But I didn't have time to talk into my phone, Lord. Yeah, God, I know that I have an hour drive to work. I know I have 15 minutes to get to work. But in that 15 minutes, Lord, I got to stay focused on the traffic. I can't listen to no podcast. I can't listen to Jimmy. I got to get to work. Got 15 minutes. And in that time, I'm just trying to get my mind right. You know, I'm trying to listen to my music. Yeah, I got sidetracked a little bit, Lord, on social media. I got sidetracked a little bit. And I ain't make use of a good use of my 10 minutes. But, you know, it's okay. It was for my pleasure. I wanted to relax. You did a lot of relaxing in 2023. A lot of relaxing. A lot of scrolling. A lot of content ingestion, right? A lot of junk. You ate a lot of junk food for your attention in 2023. That might be you. That might be you. Look over your 2023. Did you eat a lot of junk food for attention? Are you following people that are not giving you value? You get on Instagram, you get on Facebook, and all you see is just what somebody else is talking about somebody else. All you see is about football. That's junk food. I hope y'all realize that sports is junk food. I get it. It's sports. It's entertainment. But we get so enamored in entertainment that that's all we watch. You ain't growing none. You're growing in your sports knowledge. Now, that's one thing if you're going to make a business out of it. And some of y'all need to do that. You watch so much sports. You watch so much football. You know so many players, they ins and outs, they tendencies. You need to make a business out of it. Start helping somebody else. You could be teaching football right now. You ain't always got to play football to teach. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't coach football just because you didn't play. Now, man, if that ain't a lie, if that is not a lie, that goes against everything that God created us as Christians to be. You can't tell me that I can't tell you about Jesus Christ because I'm not a preacher. You can't tell me that I can't. That goes against everything that God preaches. Oh, I can't share with you the gospel because I don't know all scripture of the Bible. Get out of here. That ain't a lie. That's a lie. Don't let Satan tell you that you can't share the gospel because you're not a teacher, because you're not a preacher, because you're not a pastor, because you don't evangelize. God has given all of us the gifts that he has given us to share his word. The same way, if you watch sports and you've been doing so for your whole life, you can teach sports. You can podcast. You can be an analyst. You got Stephen A. Smith, never played in the NFL, one of the best top sports analysts of all time. And you mean tell me you can't? Don't let nobody tell you you can't. Do well with the little that you have been given and be faithful over it. I'm telling y'all, man, be faithful. Be faithful. You got to do good with what you got. And you know it's been pulling at your heart. Do good with it. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't. This has been good, man. I really hope that y'all have gotten some value out of the podcast here today, man. I'm fired up for 2024, man. I'm excited. Everybody's doing well. I pray, hope your family is doing well. Hope you yourself are doing well. I pray for your health, your wealth. I pray that you get up this year and you get after. I pray that there's a fire in your heart more so than ever in 2024 to change your life. I pray that you truly have a real desire to change your life and you start doing things towards changing your life. You may not get a chance to accomplish it all this year. It may all not happen this year, but I pray that you start. And if you've already started, I pray that you continue. I pray that you continue with even more fire and desire and passion than you had last year to make it work out. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in today, man. I pray that you have a wonderful Monday, January 16th. I pray nothing but blessings and peace over your life as you continue to walk with me on this Christian journey. I'll talk to y'all next time. Thank you for tuning in to the Jimmy Jam Radio Show. I appreciate you for listening. Please feel free to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can get all of the new updates on new episodes as they release. Also, please feel free to go ahead and share the message with anyone who you may feel needs to really hear the word. If you have any questions or you want to be a guest on the show, please email me at jimmyjamspeaks@gmail.com. Again, that's jimmyjamspeaks@gmail.com. I appreciate you for tuning in. And as always, I'll talk to you next time.